What if you could design your own dental implant system from scratch? What would you change? Less complexity? Better bone preservation? Simpler digital workflows? A price that actually makes sense? That's exactly what Biotech Dental created with the Contact Dental Implant System. Clinically proven, intuitively designed, surprisingly affordable. Discover why so many dentists are switching to the Contact Implant System. Visit biotechdental.com to learn more.
My point is, I don't understand or I don't fathom the concept of fun. I don't wake up and think, what can I do for fun? I don't wake up and think, what is fun? I want fun. That never crosses my mind. I wake up and think, I have things to do. And if I don't have things to do, I'll find things to do. You can always do more work. There's no such thing as no work to do. After this podcast is done, and you can make X amounts of clips. That's going to be done. And then you could watch it back, and you could analyze every word you've ever said, and you could find a way to say it differently. You can look at a dictionary and find new words, and you can learn them, and you can memorize them. Then you could sit down, and you could rehearse it, and use those words and sentences to make sure you pronounce them correctly, and you don't make any mistakes. Then you could always do more work from the same thing. The work is never ending. The money is never ending.
So you have to find joy in your work.
You have to find purpose, at least. I don't know if I even find joy in my work, because I'm stressed and annoyed. I'm furious all the time. What do you mean we've made $1.3 million today? It's a joke! Flip the computer. But it's you have to conquer the earth. Let's talk about this. Why did Genghis Khan wake up and think, you know what? What can I do for fun? Well, I can play this instrument. Oh, shit. Play the instrument for me. Diddle-diddle-diddle. Boring. Okay, let me fuck this girl. Fuck her. Oh, kid number 84. What's it to do? You know what, guys? Let's all get our horses and let's just ride over there and whatever we find, let's just take it. Why? Because it's the instinct to conquer. It's inside of a man. It's been dumbed down by the Matrix. They try and numb you. They numb you with entertainment. They try and put you in the festival crowd. They numb you with shit food. They numb you with depression, all this other garbage. But truthfully, if you're a man, you look in the mirror, what will make me happy? My empire will make me happy. That's why Alexander the Great did what he did, and Julius Caesar did what he did, and Genghis Khan did what he did. They didn't have Google Maps. They didn't know where they were going. They just said, no, we've decided we're going to go take shit from other people and show we're the best. And that's what we're doing now, the successful men at least, in a financial sense. Why am I making money? I have nothing to buy. There's nothing to buy. I have it all. I have 4 Koenigseggs, a Rimac, a Bugatti, 53 other cars, 40 properties. There's nothing to buy. I'm just taking it from other people. I'm winning the game. I'm conquering. And that's what I think truly is going to give you purpose in life. It's just conquest. Men have always been this way. That's why war was even happening in the first place. The Mongols raided Vienna. How long does it take to ride from Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia, on a horse to Vienna, Austria, across all of Siberia? And they were still mad enough and bored enough to go, nah, we need that city over there. That's the masculine essence, and it's been numbed down inside of people. Do you think they were ever considering fun at any point during this conquest? Because I don't think they were.
Well, do you think they were just trying to dominate others?
I don't think it's about trying to dominate. I think that inside of every single man, there's a God-given. I think that the entire world was built by this God-given drive to conquer. And to conquer doesn't always mean dominate others. You can conquer the sky by building a skyscraper. You can conquer by building roads. You can conquer by construction, not only by destruction. You conquer by turning up to a new territory and having a beautiful family and creating children. I think that's inside of every single man. I think it's been dumbed down by the Matrix. But I'm uninterested in fun. I don't understand the concept of fun. Fun is for women and children. All the women around me have fun. Last night, I went to a restaurant. My brother and I, 3 or 4 friends, maybe 25 of the most beautiful women you've ever seen in your life. We sit down at this table, all this fancy food comes, all these bottles of champagne come, everyone comes, the girls are laughing, drinking, everyone's having fun. Never at any point during the entire experience did I have any fun. I sat down on my phone, checked how much money I had, again, did some work, replied to important people, spoke to my fight coach about training and important things, spoke to the war room about important things in conquest, spoke to my legal team. Everyone around me is having fun. I'm getting things done. Looks like I'm having fun. But never did I ever for a second feel fun. And I didn't want to. I didn't try and join in the fun. I didn't try and go, yeah, yeah. No. I pay for it all. You all have fun. I'm going to do this. And I say this, I say this all the time to the people I care about. Your life is fun and my life is stress, but you are mine. That's how it works. You're my woman, so you're allowed to have fun. And my life is going to stay stress, but you are mine. I have my fun via proxy by making sure everybody I love have fun. I don't want any fun.
So you have fun in providing.
I provide fun, but I don't have any fun. I don't even have fun in providing fun. It's just my obligation. Everyone around me has fun. I'm working.